the blessed forest. Johnny and Playful sang so that their song could be heard far and wide. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. He conquered Satan, Jesus broke the power of death. They couldn't stop praying and praising God. Whilst doing that, they felt their strength returning. How thankful they were to God for their great victory. The news of the imprisoned dragon quickly spread as fast as the birds could fly. When Johnny and the ant began to think about the journey back, a big eagle landed like a plane just for them. "Climb aboard, heroes," he told them with adoration. "Who are you?" asked Playful. "I've been sent from the forest so that I could take you there as soon as possible. All the animals can't wait to see you and are planning a huge party." Johnny and the ant quickly got on. When they were in the air, they asked the eagle to make one stop along the way. Of course, Johnny couldn't forget Christina. He wanted to thank her for the rubber band and the key, but mostly for the prayers, which surely helped them most of all. Christina couldn't believe her eyes. She began to weep with happiness when she saw them. Yet she didn't want to let them leave because she would miss them. But Johnny said that they must leave because they still had a long trip ahead of them, and so there was nothing left but to wave goodbye. When they landed in the forest, our returning friends were greeted like presidents. At the airstrip in the woods, they were greeted first by their old friends, the bear, the fox, the owl, and the cricket. Playful let them carry him on their shoulders, but Johnny didn't like it, and absolutely not when they wanted to sing praises to him. "You must know that it wasn't me who won that huge battle, but the Lord Jesus," he told them. "Let us praise him instead. He was victorious. Let's give ourselves to him. Let's serve him. Let's love him. And let's follow him." Johnny didn't even know that he had just fulfilled the last, but by no means the least difficult task. He had just defeated the hidden enemy who is called pride. She comes very quietly and unnoticed and always after a great victory. The animals organized a worship service, and so many came that they couldn't all fit into God's house. So they moved their meeting to a large meadow. Anyway, God's true home is in the hearts of those who believe in the Lord Jesus. Johnny had to report all that had happened on the long journey. It was so thrilling that no one was in a hurry to go home. Everyone was listening carefully. In their hearts, new flames of God's love were lit. Johnny finished his speech with these words. "From now on, this forest will not be called Enchanted. From today forward, we will call it the Blessed Forest." All the animals clapped in agreement. "We live in the Blessed Forest," they called out joyfully again and again. Their happy voices were heard all around. The endless echo cast out even the last remaining darkness from the forest forever. The cricket played a beautiful song of praise. In the end, Johnny surprised everyone. "Surely God will now show me the way home. Yet Playful will stay here with you. He has learned much about God during our common journey, so you don't need to be afraid of anything." The animals didn't want to let Johnny go, but since he insisted, with respect, they received the ant among themselves. Johnny said goodbye to everyone, of course crying with those he knew best. Then he sat on the eagle and took off. The mushrooms waved their caps to him as he left. Walnut looked at the animals as long as he could. He wanted to keep them in his memory. When he was very high, he could only recognize the big oak. With thankfulness, the oak was waving goodbye with his huge branches. Johnny remembered how sadly he had welcomed him to the forest at first, and now he was the last to send him on his way with love.